Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Lamed Vav, mitzvah 236, the Isser of Leragel, Shalom Leragel, the Isser of Rechilus, and as we'll see, the Isser of Lashon Hara. Says the Torah in Parshas Kedoshim, Lo Seilech Rachil Ba'amecha, do not be a Rachil, do not go as a Rachil, Ba'amecha in your nation, and that's connected to Lo Samor Adam Reacha, do not stand idly by when your friend's blood is being spilled. That's will be Bezhem, the next one. But today is Losedech Rachel Bamecha. Rashi already points out that the language of Rachel many times throughout Tanakh is fine with the verb holech. There's always, you're always being a holech when you're a Rachel, because Rachel is somebody who's talking about other people, and the most common type of person to do that is somebody who goes and talks for, to this person, to that person, to that person. That's what a Rachel always does, going from place to place, like a Rochel, like someone who sells spices. That is somebody who is included. Rashi says, "Ani Omer Al Shem Shekol Mishalchei Medanim Umisapri Lashon Hara Holchim Bebati Re'ehem L'Ragel My Yiru Ra My Yishbu Ra." They're always trying to look and see what new gossip they could find out and what new ideas they could spread about people. L'Saper Bashuk Mikram Holchi Rachel. That's why it's always Holy Holy Holy. That's what you find. L'Saper Rachel Holchi Rachel Nachoshes Barzel. He quotes all the different Lashonos in Tanakh. So that is today's Isser, the Isser of Rechilus. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenimna'u min ha-rechilu, Shenemar lo seilech rachil. We are not allowed to be a rachil. What is a rachil? V'ho'inyanhu. So there's a difference between rechilus and lashon hara. What exactly is the difference? So the Rishonim have different definitions. Let's see what the Chinuch says. V'ho'inyanhu, Shem nishma adam midavar ra bechaveiro. I hear something negative that Reuven said about Shimon, and then I go tell Shimon what Reuven said. That's Rechilus, according to the Chinuch. Shalonelech, Elov, and Esapilo, Ploni Medaber, Bechakach, Vekach. Even if I'm not the source, that's interesting. If I'm the source of it, of the item, of the action, so that could be just Ba, Lashon Hara, as we'll see. But if I'm a Rochel, Rochel is going from place to place, a peddler, I peddle the gossip. So that is what's included in this Isra as well. But it's not Laploni Medaber B'chakach V'kach. You know what so-and-so said about you? Ella Imkain, the only time when it will be mutter is Tia Kavonoseinu L'Silu Kanizokin U'Lahashmas Riv. If I want to prevent Nezek, if I go to somebody and say, you know, so-and-so is going to try to rip you off tomorrow. If I go, like we learned a couple of days ago, if I actually in the last mitzvah on Thursday, B'Sek Tishman HaMisecha, when we spoke about Dan L'Kav Schus. Yes, you have to be Dan L'Kav Schus. But when the people came to Gedalia and said, Yishmael is trying to kill you, he has to be worried about it. He has to take it into account. So that, of course, wouldn't be Rechilus. That's preventing a Nezek, U'Lahash Pesriv, and to prevent any type of negative an argument. V'yamuz acharnam lavracha, b'feirish rachil, rach lazeh, v'kasha lazeh. Rachil could be rach. Rach lazeh, you're soft to one person and hard to the other person. Like you feel really bad about the person it said about, but then you're being, what about the person who said it? Davar achel will say, k'rochel mat'in dvarim v'holech. That you carry your items and you go. Okay, so that is the Isser of Rechilus. Mishar she'a mitzvah, somewhat obvious, ki Hashem chafes betovas abrios asher bara. Hashem wants in the goodness of people and people to get along in society. V'tzivanu bazeh kedei lios shalom b'neinu. Ki ha-rechilus sibol ariv u'matzah. Because Rechilus is the root of riv, of argument and strife. Prati ha-mitzvah v'rov ha-asara she'ez yiranu zecharim l'vracha al Rechilus v'awashin hara shutafo. The details of and the warnings about Rechilus and Lashon Hara, its partner, Yisbaru b'mekomos me'atamut u'b'metrashas b'pisur. It's all over Shas, and it's all over Midrashim. U'b'feirish amru, and then it says, the Gemara in Erechin, Daf Yomar will get to here in 2 weeks, but Lashon Hara, Shememis, there are three people who are killed, so to speak, by a Baal Lashon Hara. Ha'omro, v'ha'mekablo, v'ha'ne'emar alav. The one who says it, the one who accepts it, and the one who it's said about. All those three people are involved and are pained in the act. The content obviously hurts the person it's said about, but the one who says it and the one who accepts what it said, that is a terrible avera. And a makabel might be even worse in a certain sense, based on what the Rambam says. This is Lashon Hara, this is Rechilus. Right? This is, again, he says, and it's all over Shas. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig once pointed out, he says, obviously, the Chafetz Chaim was an unbelievable personality, and he made his impact on Jewish history. But the godless of the Chafetz Chaim, you see even more than in the Mishneh Berurah, which the Mishneh Berurah is an amazing work, but one could fathom how the Mishneh Berurah was written. There's the Shulchan Aruch. You have to go through all the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, and you summarize, you choose what you're going to write and formulate it. You have a basic text on top, and you have what to work with. But that's amazing. But Rosenzweig said, the real godless, where you see the uniqueness of the Chafetz Chaim, is his Sefer, Shmiras HaLashon of Chafetz Chaim, where he created a new area of halacha that didn't exist before. Outside of the Dalat Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Lashon Hara. Whoever had a Hilchas Lashon Hara before? What, Hilchas Ka'as? No, the Hilchas Ka'as. They'd gather all the Achazals about Ka'as. Okay, there is, in Archas Tzadikim, there's a chapter on here and a chapter on there. But Hilchas Lashon Hara, the in-depth analysis of the Hashkafa and the Halacha, Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, Sefer Chafetz Chaim, where he goes through everything, with Lumdis, with putting everything together with Midrashim and Shas and Bavli Yerushalmi, that's unbelievable. Because he created a new area of halacha which did not exist before. Now we take it for granted. But what did the chinuch say? Yeah, it's all over Shas. All the chazals, Balashar, and Rechilos. Now all we have to do is open up a Sefer Chafetz Chaim, and we'll see exactly where it is. We'll see everything in order, beautifully organized. That's the Chafetz Chaim really gave us Hilchos Lashon Hara. Just finishing up the paragraph, the Amru, and we'll talk more, the Amru, it also has an Erech in there, Ki Bechlal Avak Lashon Hara, Hu HaMeshabeach Chaver Mifnei Sono. If somebody praises someone else in front of the one who hates them, if I give a compliment to somebody who I know does not like the person, they're obviously going to say something negative about them. That's setting them up. It's kind of like Lifnei Iver, which we discussed last week. I know I'm not supposed to do that because it's going to lead to negative things being said. Shene'emar Mivarech Re'eh V'chulu, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei. So again, we're not supposed to be talking about other people. Right, we're supposed to, like the quote that we've mentioned a few times, great people talk about ideas, medium people talk about things, and little people talk about other people. So this Isser is about being a little person. We're not supposed to spend our day talking about other people. We're supposed to spend our day talking about ideas. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos discusses this Isser. Perek Shvi, the last parak of Hilchos Deos, the Rambam talks about Hamaragel Bechavero. If somebody gossips about their friend, Over below, says it is a daraisa. Shneamar lo selach rachil b'amecha. The Ava Bishin lokan al davar zeh. Even though you don't get malchus, which we'll see soon in the chinuch, avon gadolhu v'goreim laharog nefashos rabos miYisrael. It leads to terrible things, to killing of souls, as we just mentioned before. Lokach adds the Rambam. That is why. What else is in this pasuk? Nismach lo v'lo samor al dam reyecha. Is put into the pasuk rechilos and lasavar d'abreyecha because one can lead to another. Say leman mashiir l'doeg adomi. Look what happened with Doeg. Doeg adomi, one of the people who are on that special list in Chelek about those who lost their olam haba. Doeg, what did Doeg do? All he said was what Achimelech did. Achimelech, this is the king of, not the king, the head of Novir HaKohanim. He tells Shaul HaMelech, that Achimelech, the Ketzer Mishnah, of course, the whole story in Tanakh, Shed Nasan Lechem V'cherev Goliath LeDavid. Achimelech gave Goliath his sword and bread to David HaMelech. He's hiding out there. V'ilunishal Achimelech. And if you would ask Achimelech, he would say, yeah, it's all true. Doesn't matter if it's true. For the Yisra of Rechilas and Lashon Hara, it doesn't matter if it's true. Adarabah, Chashav Shos Avoda Lishol, Kamoshi Esnasa Bedvarav. He thought that he was doing Shol a favor. Even though there's no Gnus, Kivan Shetoin Dvar Mizeh, Vaholech Mizeh, Rachil Mikri. The Kishmo Kainhu, Shu Kerochel HaMachazer Bayaros. You're a peddler that goes around and around. So that's why the Rambam says, that's why the Isser, Smichas HaPsukim, Losech Rachel Bamech, is put with Losam Al-Dam Reyecha, because it ultimately led to Ritzicha, the wiping out of an entire city, Novi Rakoanim. Then the Rambam says, Ezel Rachel, Zeshetoin Dvarim, Vaholich Mizel Azeh, as the Chinuch said, skip that, Yesh Avon Gadol Mizeh An Ma'od, but then he said, there's something even worse than Rechilos, as we saw already. Rechilos is, I take information from A, and I bring it to B. Vehu Bechlal Lavzeh, but also included this Isser, as we just saw, Lashon Hara. If I am the source of it, and I don't say, oh, did you hear what so-and-so said about you? I just say something negative about another person. Even if it's true. Oh, it's true. It's not an excuse. It's also Lashon Hara. Sheker is a different Isser. It's included in this, but it's also the same. It's a different category within the same lav. That's called Motzi Shemra. If it's true, it's called Lashon Hara. If it's not true, it's called Mosi Shem Rachavero. Avo ba Lashon Hara zeh, she yoshev v'omer, kach v'kach asa ploni, kach v'kach ayu avosav, kach v'kach shamati alav, v'abar dvarim shel genai, al zeh amar kasuv, yikareis Hashem kol sifsei chalakos, Lashon medaberes gedolos, that is the Rambam. But then he even adds, gotta mention this one, Amru Chacharim, Sholosh Averis Nifram Adam Bolam Azeh, Ve'en Lochel Olam Abad, there are three Averis that a person gets repaid and punished in this world,
and he has no chelik in Olam Haba. Avodas Kochavim, Gili Arayas, Mishrichas Damim. As we know, the big three. And then he adds, for Lashon Hara Keneged Kulam. Wow. That's a Rambam. Lashon HaPetach Chazal. Lashon Hara is Keneged all three. V'odam R'chachamim. Kolam Estaper B'Lashon Hara Ki Ilu Kofer Be'ikr. If you're denying the Iker, why? Because you're denying the Tzelem Elokim of a person. Shnei Amar. And he quotes the Pasuk. V'odam R'chachamim Shlosh Lashon Hara Horeges. As we saw, the three in Vav. And he quotes the Avak Lashon Hara. But this is all the last parak in Hilchos Deos, where the Rambam talks about various midos. The Rambam as well, whenever you learn the Rambam about this topic, you gotta look at the Rambam in the last parak of Hilchos Deos, and the Rambam in the last parak of Hilchos Tumas Saras. That's where, of course, he talks about Lashon Hara as well. Even though it's Mishnah Torah, but in the last halacha, he is involved. Al inyan zeh mazir b'torah v'omer. He's shamar b'negah ha-tzaras. That's the pasuk in Kisetze. Be careful about tzaras. That doesn't only mean, which we'll see, that there's an iser to cut off a tzaras spot. That is an iser, but that's not only what's included there, but it's also to be careful about getting saras, because what brings saras, as we know, Lashon Hara. Zachar eitz asher asar Hashem lakech leMiriam, baderech, Hari Omer. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam. What is the Torah telling us? The Torah is saying, Hisbonenu ma'ira leMiriam anaviya. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam. Shedibra ba'acheha shi gedola mimenu bishanim. She spoke about her brother, who she was older than. The gidlos of her care, she took such care of him. The sikna ba'atzman, she endangered herself to save him. And she didn't even mean it in a negative. Elatash, ishvas ozol l'shar neviyim. She just equalized him to other neviyim. She didn't even put him down. But that was putting him down. The hulo haya makpid al kalei lod. He wasn't even makpid. So she took care of him and she loved him and she risked her life for him and it wasn't really a put down and he wasn't makpid anyway. And still, all of Klal Yisrael had to wait because Miriam got saras. Kal v'chomer. Surely any other case of Lashon Hara is not going to be as good as Miriam's, and that was considered wrong. Kal v'chomer l'bnei adam harishoyim atipshim shemarbim l'daber gedolos v'flos. We have to stay away from these people. The Rambam says if we know that there are always people that bring out the worst in us, certain conversations that always come up between two people, a certain group, then we have to stay away. We have to be roas and olad and realize that is not where we are supposed to be. That's the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Tumas Saras. Again, there's a lot more there. Let us continue though a little bit now in the Chinuch. Says the Chinuch, V'noheges b'chol makom b'chol zman, b'zachar b'mekeves. This mitzvah applies always, men and women, v'over aleha v'rigel aleshono. If somebody acts as a rochel, somebody gossips, slanders, over alav, iser d'araisa, v'ruka over al mitzvah samelech. We never realize it. We think, oh, eating treif, iser d'araisa. What about rechilus? What about lashon hara? Kulan, the Gemara says, V'kulan bavak lashon hara. It's so hard to stay away. V'ein bo malkus, l'fishu lav she'ein bo maisa. You don't get malkus for this because it's an ein bo maisa. It's just dibur. But then the chinuch adds, the strong and spooky somewhat, but a strong line. V'kama shluchim, you're not going to get malkus, but you know what? V'kama shluchim lamakom. God has many messengers, lahalkos, to give malchus. Milvad ritzua shal egav shal paros. Besides the whip of the cow, because of the cow, God has other whips to use. Therefore, people have to know, if this is what they're involved in, one has to be very careful. The Minchas Asher in Simen Chaf Aleph, right here in Kedoshim, discusses, what about b'ksiva? What if I just write something? Right? This gets into the issue of newspapers. And the allowance of how a person, oh, it's news, I have to write the responsibility. We have to be very, very careful in terms of if somebody's involved in writing on a public in a public way, one has to be very careful regarding this iser. Says the Minchas Asher, could one violate the iser d'oraisa of rechilus in by writing and not by speech? So he says maybe, at first, is maybe this is related to the larger issue that comes up in many places, whether ksiv is kedibur dummy or not. Comes up in Ilchus Talmud Torah. Is one yotze the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by Ksiva? Is one yotze, does one have to make a bracha in the morning, Birchas HaTorah, before one writes Torah? Right, the poskim are mechalek between Machshava and Ksiva. Machshava no, Ksiva yes. The Gra says even Machshava. Could one be yotze the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer by writing the counting? And he quotes Machlokas of the Shvus Yaakov, who says yes. Rabbi Kiva Eger says no, it does not help. But says the Minchas Asher, that whole Machlokas is not shaykh to our case. There, in all of those contexts, you need, the Isser is Bedibur.
The focus of the Yisr is the speech. So the question is, does Ksiv have the status of Dibur? But here, what's the focus on? It's a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro. The focus is the gram and the nezek and the tsar that you cause through your actions. So it doesn't matter if you write it or not. Even if you say in general, Ksiv is lav k'dibur. It's going to be us here. It's going to be us daraisa. Ain kol ze inyon l'nidil didan. It's nothing to do with us here. The Yisr lashon hara b'rafilus b'yisod gidro havi min ha'aveiro shemin adam l'chaveiro. The ikar inyonam shol ligrom nezek v'tsar v'yagmas nefesh l'chaveiro. The after over b'shar shadibur, even though you violate at the moment that you spoke, even before it causes nezek, b'kol makom chazin l'edyo d'chur masonish tuluya imahani diburo. But still, the ikar is when it has an effect, and therefore, pashut, the Azlina Basar time of over, doesn't matter how, writing, speech, even body language, Remiza Ba'alma could also be included in the Sesa. B'chol derach sheishbok, the liram l'chaveiru, dimui shlili, be'inei abrios, the kol ze pashut. That is all pashut in my eyes, says the Menchas Asher. He then quotes, interesting machlokas, known as the Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this. What happens if this is the question that Rav Moshe deals with in Yeridea, Chelek Bei Simen Kuf Gimel. What happens if there's a Rebbe, there's a teacher, that knows one of the students did something, and he needs to get the information, he needs to find out who did it. Is it Lashon Hara for the students to tell the teacher who it is? He said, I need to know, one of you has to come over after class and tell me who did it. So is it Lashon Hara if the real culprit doesn't want to give it, but it's really affecting the whole class? So Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva in 1967, on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, U'bedvarim Rashoya Malami Lomar L'talmidim, Shem Yodin Mi Asas Devar Agna Yodiyalo, Rav Moshe says, surprisingly, Hu Davar Mechu'ar La'asos Kain. Teachers shouldn't do that. Dizei Yigrom She Yakilu B'Lashon Hara. It's going to cause the kids to take Lashon Hara a little less seriously. Just like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Hashem Yeshua asked Hashem who took from the spoils, and Hashem says, I'm not telling you, figure it out yourself. And he had to go through the whole process to figuring out Yehuda and Zerach and Achan. But it says here, But Rav Moshe is not really supportive. Okay, so he says that's in his book. So Rav Moshe is against. Rav Moshe Weiss is saying it's somewhat surprising that you would say this. It would have to depend on the context. If the Rebbe gives a whole shiur and say the whole introduction and say really Lashon Hara is a terrible aveira and we have to stay away from it and it's something that we shouldn't do, v'chulu, but this is a case where I need to know for the betterment of whoever did it, and I have to be mechanechim and I have to give him tochacha, v'chulu, if he gives that whole introduction and puts it in the context, l'chor is fine. L'chor not only is fine, it should be done. And that's not Lashon Hara, that's the one exception to the rule which L'chavis Chaim talks about, and that is toelas. If there's a toelas, like the chinuch said before, for the information to be given, then it should be okay. If there's no toelas, then not. But if there is a toelas, one should do it. Good. One other ha'ara before we get on to the next half of the chinuch, which is about a totally another topic. If you want to just look in the Chavetz Chaim, in the beginning of Sefer Chavetz Chaim. Sefer Chavetz Chaim is about the halachas, and Shvi'as Halashin is about the hashkaf and the musar. They're usually printed together. But in the Chavetz Chaim, he goes through, how many aveiras do you get if you say Lashon Hara? It's unbelievable. Hamaraga b'chaveira over below sasei. So if somebody is hold themselves above others, that's the root of Lashon Hara. Kikivachu malagu mislotseitz al chaveiro mistama hu machshev ezatzmo l'chacham l'ish banashim. You hold yourself above. Over nami amasaper v'makabel b'lavdilo chachalalu Hashem kodshi. You're saying you're zechil Hashem. Acharei shem was a taiva v'lo hanog gashmis. It's pure. Yisro misgabro lov. V'lefamim over amasaper gamal lo sisne sachicha bilvavecha. Which we'll have soon. Hating your friend. Vulafamim over alo sikom velisitar. If you're doing it to get back at somebody. And he continues and continues how many aveiras could be involved in the Isser. Maybe the Isser of Lo Yiyeh Kekarach V'Chadaso and others. You just look at the Psicha of the Lavin. This is the introduction and how scared we have to be related to Lashon Hara. Then the next part of the Chinuch talks about a related topic, and that is V'Yafapi She'ein B'Lavazeh Malkos V'Sheibo Maisa Pamim She'ish Barach Be'ilu Chiyav Misa. Even though there's no punishment, there is one type of Miragel or Baal Lashon Hara that's Chayiv Misa. Not just Ein Bo Malkus, and that is Kiyadua Bedin Moser, an informer. Throughout history, Rachman al-Islam, the Jews have been victim to informers from within, and the Gemara, the end of Bava Kama, talks all about the halachas of informers, but informers, they're putting the whole tzibur in danger, even an informer just putting all the money of the Klal Yisrael in danger, not just the lives. And that is, you're allowed to just get rid of him. He's chayav misa. V'zeh adin itiru chachamim ma'asos afilu b'chutz la'aretz tikun olam. Mutav yamus ish echad. V'lo yazik v'yabim l'rabim gufam o afilu mamonim. And then it gets into various halachas of mesira. He talks about the Gemara Bava Kama, where the government asks you to show your field to them, and instead you show your friend's field, and your friend's field gets taken confiscated because instead of yours, that's the guy has to pay you because of Dina Degarmi, which we had a shiur about that a couple of weeks ago. And he goes through all of the halachas of Mesira, which we're not going to do right now, but this is where he mentions it, because the Isser, that the Baal Moser, that the informer is obligated in, is this Isser of Voselech Rachel Ba'amecha. Just one other point. In Os Vav, the Mishnah Minchas Kuna talks about whether a Moser really has a din of Misa. A Nafkamina would be Kimle B'Dramamine. So we know you can't be B'chayev two punishments. We know a Rodef, somebody is running after their friend, really, he really has a din of Achiyev Misa. You ought to kill him. And therefore, if a Rodef, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, breaks items as he's trying to go kill somebody, and he doesn't end up killing the person, he's putter for those items. Because at the moment that he was chayef for the mamon, he was chayef misa. So Milchasura discusses that, and he thinks that should apply to this case as well. Moser, he assumes, is a real chayef misa, and therefore he should be putter milashalim. And therefore he wonders why the chinuch here and others do not mention the ptur. The chinuch here says beferish. Right in the paragraph that starts off a hecha. The hecha dehera me'af below tainis own is chayef misa v'tashlumin. He says you're chayev both. So the chinuch and the others seem to assume that it's not a real chayev misa. It's kind of like a heter, kind of like kanon pokenbo. You're allowed to, but it's not a chayev misa like the other chayev misa of a rodef. Either way, this was Mitzvah Reish Lamed Vav. A lot to talk about. Lashon Hara, Rechilus. And Hashem, we should only talk about it in theory. And we should all try to work on ourselves and make sure that we're only talking about ideas. We're not talking about other people. We'll stop here.